Not many opportunities like this that you get in a lifetime. This is a very young season right now. A lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you
live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Good morning. Welcome to The Blitz Today, Fan Run Radio here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Happy Wednesday to you. Beautiful morning outside. What is on the menu today? Pure gold as always. Rick Butler here with Brandon Orrick, Chance Collins. Gentlemen, how's your morning been?
It's been going on for about 4 hours now.
You've had a long morning, haven't you?
You look a little tired. You gonna make it?
No, I am.
You look a lot better than last Friday.
I am perfect.
A lot better than last Friday.
Is it easier to come into this show when you just finish 3 hours of talking or when you get to sleep in a little longer?
I mean, I can take it or leave it.
Okay.
Whoa, it or leave it, huh?
I don't necessarily like doing 5 hours.
You're not a morning
hours.
Person, are you? Like, you had to get up what time this morning, 6:15?
I got up at 6.
Did you make a breakfast?
Did I make breakfast?
No.
I got breakfast.
There you go.
You didn't make breakfast? What's wrong with you, kids? Save money. Save money.
Did you go to the king of all fast food breakfasts? Was it McDonald's?
I did.
By far the best fast food breakfast.
Are you serious?
That is, yeah, man.
No, it's not.
The biscuits?
Do we have to do this today? No, are we going to go best fast food breakfast today right off the top?
No, we got plenty of things to get into.
It's Chick-fil-A. It's Hardee's. It's Bojangles.
I did tell you, Rick. I did tell you that.
It might be McDonald's after Bojangles, and then it's maybe Burger King with their croissant, which.
The croissant, which. That's,
it's pure
that's
gold, as Rick likes to say.
You're, that's a great name.
Really rolling with this pure gold stuff.
I am. I really like
trying
saying
to make it.
It
stick. But no, that's the best breakfast. It's not McDonald's. Maybe back in the day, but this is not your grandfather's McDonald's these days. It's not as good.
I mean, it's.
Definitely not as good.
It's solid.
Here's one of my and
on
my only issue with Chick-fil-A, because Chick-fil-A is outstanding food. I love Chick-fil-A.
Oh, it's awesome.
But
for
I
breakfast.
Just feel like I am paying too much for what I'm getting. You know? I feel like I'm paying too much. The chicken minis.
You know what I did though?
Are
today?
Fairly small.
I brought my own breakfast, boys. This is what you do.
What do you have?
I've got grilled chicken. I also have eggs.
There you go.
What I wish I had, though, was biscuits and gravy from Hardee's. That's actually probably my favorite go-to is biscuits and gravy. You can't mess that up. It's perfect. Those Hardee's biscuits, they're flaky. We love them.
We do love Hardee's.
We love Hardee's.
Here at the Fan Run Studios.
I mean, when Hardee's is done right, you can't beat it.
Hardee's is top tier. You know, you can kind of get into the semantics of everything, but one of the universal truths of this world is that Hardee's is top-tier breakfast. So with that being said, kind of looking forward to some of the stuff that we have today. Tennessee gets another commit in football. Feels like they're just rolling in now. Feels like every single week, a couple of the days in the week, we have a new recruit to talk about. Got a little bit of news about a recruit who's already been committed, Harrison Bailey. He does some pretty cool stuff at one of the elite camps, and then so on and so forth. So, first and foremost, let's go ahead and talk about this new recruit that we got. It is a 2021 recruit, but his name is Elijah Howard. He is 5'11", 183-pound running back. Although I believe that he will be listed as an athlete. He plays for Baylor School in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Which, why is that familiar? I believe we've had another recruit.
Probably had a lot.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, they're one of the best schools in Chattanooga.
Okay. So, Baylor School in Chattanooga. He previously played for Webb.
Yep.
Right here in town. And so, Pruitt lands another one. And it's kind of like what we talked about yesterday, right? The 2021, he's still got, you know, pretty much a year and a half, give or take, to come back and officially sign somewhere. So who knows what might change, but another 2021 recruit, as many in just as pretty much in as many days, it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, you've got, going back to Friday, you've got to commit every day except for Sunday.
Wow, that's a good point.
So we'll see if that can continue. Elijah Howard, I saw where Jesse Simonton said he had a tweet basically saying that Tennessee gets him. But so he says, Vols continue their hot streak. Add 2021 Baylor School speedster Elijah Howard. Says a legit 4-3 guy projects as a defensive back. So the guy's fast. The guy's fast.
When you're pretty much 6 foot, probably with cleats on, he'll be about 6 foot, and you can, and you're in the 4-3, 4-4 territory. I mean, that's about as good as you can get. That is outstanding right here. Now, do you know if he's a 4-star, if I'm not mistaken? I'm checking right now.
I don't think he was listed as of yesterday. And I think he might be a 3-star on 247 composite.
That is correct. He is a 3-star.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's still got a year left. So, that can improve. It can change. Had offers from Mississippi State, Purdue, Virginia Tech, and Virginia. Had interest from Alabama and Vanderbilt, but no offer at this time, which I thought was interesting that Vanderbilt had not offered, but still had offers from Mississippi State and Virginia Tech, Purdue, some decent teams, and he's an in-state guy as well. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's all four of the guys that have committed over the past few days have all been in-state kids.
Cooper Mays, check.
Jordan Murphy,
check. Jordan Mosley is from Alabama.
Jordan Mosley from Alabama. Okay, so I stand corrected.
So you do have Cooper Mays.
Keyshawn Lawrence. In-state, and then
Elijah Howard, in-state. So three out of the four. And I mean, that's exactly what we talked about yesterday, right? The importance of having the in-state recruiting locked down. It's just something that you got to do if you want to compete. I mean,
well, if you want to compete, it also sends a message. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Like, Tennessee, everybody says Tennessee wants to get back to the 90s, and you want to get back to, you know, when it was, you know, traditions and things like that. Tennessee being a top 25 program every year, being a top 15 program every year. So, you know, that does start with sending the message to other universities and to also the kids in your state that if you're talented, we want you at the University of Tennessee. We want you here in East Tennessee. We want you on Rocky Top, first and foremost. And also sends the message to the rest of these universities that, hey, you're not going to come into our state and you know, get your pick of the litter from our state. This is our state. We're going to get the top athletes. You can have the rest. You can have, you know, what's leftovers, all the leftovers. But, no, it does send a message, Jeremy Pruitt. I think it lets – it also, people not talking about, it reconnects you with the high school coaches in the area, in the mid-state, in West Tennessee. Some of those relationships had kind of, like, you know, kind of dissolved with the previous regime. This also gets you back into the doors, gets you into the graces, good graces with all those high school coaches that had a bad taste left in their mouth from the Butch Jones administration. So what that does is now they actually want to send their kids to Tennessee first, to all the camps over the summer, you know, all the different camps they can go to. And they're doing more coaching clinics within the state. So it definitely sends a message that you care about what's here first and foremost.
Well, not to mention one of the things that we have been talking about and really just kind of the conversation in East Tennessee and Knoxville right now is that the fan base is kind of more or less in a wait-and-see period right now.
Well, in a wait-and-see and also a lot of doubters. There's the wait-and-see people, but there's also a lot of people who just – they've had this happen for the last 10 years, and it just seems like Tennessee can't get out of this abyss. So – at the same time, yeah, we're all waiting to see it, especially us level-headed. We're going to wait and see what happens. We're going to try to give Jeremy Pruitt at least 3 to 4 years. Probably needs 5 to really see some progress. But there's still a lot of doubters out there who are just like, it's not going to happen.
Well, yeah, and so, you know, basically that being said, I do believe that the tide will shift in Knoxville as the season comes closer and, you know, after a few games or so, certainly, and especially if – man, you get out to a hot start. Maybe you get a night game here too, and you start to see the stadium fill up. But also, you look at some of the places that Tennessee is recruiting in: Nashville, Chattanooga. Maybe you even go a little more out west to Memphis. Maybe you're in a Brentwood kind of area. And if you're getting the best players from those areas, you are doing nothing but you are expanding your reach, your fan base, right? Because maybe there's people in Nashville who have kept up with Tennessee football, right? Just kind of because we are the flagship university in the state. But by the last couple of years, maybe their feelings aren't so strong about what Tennessee is doing. But then, boom, you get a kid like Keyshawn Lawrence, and their excitement, their motivation is starting to build back up, right? You are growing your fan base, plus you are strengthening the fans you already have outside of the Knoxville area. In-state recruiting is just, it's so important. It is unbelievably important.
And even more so now, because the level of talent in-state, especially around the Nashville area, the mid-state, has gotten so much better. It's even more crucial now that you kind of have a presence and can keep those guys home. Because, I mean, you go back 10 years, the level of talent in the state of Tennessee was not what it is now. I mean, it is increased exponentially in a relatively short amount of time. And, I mean, you kind of go back to that class with Jalen Hurd, Derek Barnett, all those guys, just kind of to see how much talent was in the state and how that's kind of continued. And I think it will. As Nashville gets more and more populated and the whole mid-state area becomes more populated, and Knoxville, Memphis too, it's just going to get better and better. So you got to keep it locked down. You got to keep a presence in the mid-state, in the Memphis area, so you can kind of lock down these kids and lock down the state of Tennessee.
So last bit of kind of recruiting news, just real quick, just to let you know and update you on what is happening. Former Florida commit Joel Williams, a very talented defensive back from Louisiana. Like I said, he originally committed to Florida, has since decommitted. He has Tennessee in his top four. This is a four-star guy. He is the number 17th athlete, the number 17 athlete in the nation for the 2020 cycle. He is very good, although Tennessee is going to have to make a gigantic push for him to kind of pry him out of the hands of what looks like Alabama, the juggernaut that they can tend to be sometimes. So,
wait, who is that?
Joel Williams.
Well, it's interesting you say that. You said that he's on Alabama's radar?
Yes.
So, I did see this last night. Dazlin Worsham.
Who?
Yep, Dazlin. D-A-Z-A-L-I-N.
What a name.
Dazlin Worsham. He's a 2020 four-star wide receiver who was committed to Alabama until last night. He decommits from Alabama, and Tennessee has hosted him a couple times in Pruitt's time here. So a guy that's on Tennessee's radar as well. And interesting you say that the other guy was kind of Alabama was leading for him, and then this guy decommits last night. So,
huh. All right. Well, we will we'll stick with those stories at some point during the hour, try to get you some more information on that so you can stay updated. As for now, we are going to catch a quick commercial break, but we'll be back very quick on the other side. This is The Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
10:20 on the Dow Hump Day. Welcome back to the program, The Blitz, right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340, FM 105.7. And as always, on your Fan Run Radio app, you can also catch us on the live stream. Head over to sportsradioknoxville.com, click the play tab at the top. We're everywhere, I promise you. Rick, Brandon, myself, talking a little recruiting. I guess next up we got the opening drive.
All right, here we go. The opening drive.
I was a little worried.
Well, I was trying to
buffering. Sometimes the computer buffers. Sometimes the computer buffers. Sometimes a little peek behind the curtain.
I didn't know Rick buffered.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of.
I was trying to help him out, Brandon. You didn't have to put him on blast. I was trying to save him there.
First down. Bob Lee has retired from ESPN.
Really?
What? After an illustrious 40-year career.
No way.
It is true.
Good
Lee,
riddance.
Who has taken a leave of absence in October, said in a statement that he will be retiring at the end of the month. He is ESPN's longest tenured anchor.
He's been there since day one.
Yeah, he's been there, the mothership, for a long time. Him and Chris Berman, all those guys. He's one of the longest ranking now. Bob Lee, I mean, you said good riddance, but a lot of people are probably thinking good riddance to Bob Lee. Rick Pitino, won't be that sad for Bob Lee. The scandal list goes on and on. When Bob Lee shows up to your campus or to your office, it's not good.
No.
If Bob Lee shows up, it's never good. We love him as a journalist, but they even were, you know, did some stuff around Tennessee. If Bob Lee and the crew show up, not a good thing.
You're
for
in
you.
Trouble.
So I'm sure a lot of people are like good riddance to Bob Lee today. Urban Meyer and some more.
My man's Bob Lee won 11 Sports Emmy Awards during his time there, including an Emmy for Outstanding Studio Host in 2018. Basically, everything he did with Outside the Lines was gold. I mean, we saw so many just ground-shaking stories coming out of there. Bob Lee, an icon. Chance, you're right. The coaches probably won't miss him, but for your average Joes like us, you will be missed.
Coaches, a lot of guys. I mean, not only a lot of tearjerker stories over the years for Bob Lee. I mean, just a lot of insightful stuff. I mean, Bob Lee, Outside the Lines, bringing the scandals down. Miami. I remember some good ones from Outside the Lines. The University of Miami and the Evan, whatever his name was, with the bribing the players and things like that. So Bob Lee's been hitting out the park for years. 40 years. Good career.
Wow. Joined as a anchor on September 9th, 1979, on the third day of the network's operation. Something else. All right, second down, two bits of NBA news for you. Number one, the Rockets, the Houston Rockets. We've heard a lot about the dysfunction going on for them. They are eyeing a sign-and-trade for Philadelphia 76ers star Jimmy Butler, and then also the Boston Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks have emerged as the front runners.
I'll fight you, Rick.
For one Kimba Walker.
I'll fight you for him.
Brandon.
I'll fight you.
No.
Yep. I will.
I don't need a fight. We're going to get him.
No, back down.
You know, he's probably just going to stay in Charlotte, right? He's going to shun us both.
Well, he stays in Charlotte. He gets the $211 million max contract. If he's to leave, he gets like $186 million and gets the opportunity to play for a contender. If I'm Kimball Walker, I only leave for a team that can play in the finals. You've been playing in mediocrity for a long time in Charlotte. They've never put anybody around him.
Nope.
They've overpaid a lot of players around him. When he's the focal, he's the star, he's the franchise. So I do think it's time for him to leave, but you should go to somewhere like Los Angeles, Lakers. you should maybe go to the Brooklyn Nets. Somewhere where you're going to get an opportunity to immediately have an impact and play for a chance to go to an Eastern Conference Final, Western Conference Final, or, you know, et cetera.
I did read somewhere that he is totally out on the New York teams.
Yes, yes. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. If you don't want to take your max money, I understand. But if you're going to go to Dallas, nothing against your team, Rick, they're not there yet. If you're going to go to the Celtics, we know they're losing Horford and other guys, and like they're not going to be there. Kyrie's going to be gone. So you just put yourself back in a position to, what, finish third or fourth in the East or the West and not do anything? Stay in Charlotte, get the $200 million if you're not going to go to a contender.
Maybe he really likes Grant Williams.
Yeah.
Maybe he does. Everybody that would be. Yeah.
I love Grant Williams. And then the Jimmy Butler stuff, I just don't understand that. James Harden, Jimmy Butler, both alphas. Whose team is that going to be?
Yeah, we just saw what happened with two alphas with James Harden as half of it, too.
Chris Paul. But also, Jimmy Butler has been that way. You saw whenever he was in Minnesota and he had the problems on the way out, he was calling out his teammates there. He doesn't feel like people don't play up to his expectations. He will call you out. I don't see him going to Rockets. I don't see why. But maybe it happens.
No, I totally agree with you. All right, third down. The Vanderbilt Commodores tie up the College World Series finals at one game apiece as they defeat the Michigan Wolverines by a score of 4-1. Now, the story of this game, Kumar Rocker. What?
What was that for?
Kumar Rocker, give me a break.
He fanned 11 last
night. I'll tell you what.
Okay, yeah, he can play. I don't care.
Not can he play. He can pitch.
Kumar Rocker fan. I will be honest. I watched the whole game last night.
I, for one, am not. Sorry.
Kumar Rocker is likely a number one pick.
Okay, we get it.
If he has, I don't know, maybe he was drafted this year, but he's likely probably a number one pick in future years if he didn't get drafted this year.
We get
freshman Kumar Rocker.
Okay.
6 1/3 innings.
I'm so sick of everybody talking, of everybody giving love to Kumar. Okay, we get it. He's good. I don't care. He goes to Vanderbilt. I don't care.
It's a weird hill to die on.
No, it's not.
The kid played good, man.
Yeah, he did.
He pitched a hell of a game, Brandon. Okay. Why are you hating for?
Good for him.
If he had no Tennessee tie at all, then I'd be in the same boat. Because it's Vanderbilt.
This is Tracy Rocker's kid.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
Does he?
So why is Brandon coming off the top rope? It's Tracy Rocker's kid. It's Tracy Rocker's kid.
Does he play for Vanderbilt? Yes or no?
Hey.
He does. He does.
Does he play for Vanderbilt?
Who gives you the best opportunity? Probably. Vanderbilt is the perennial baseball program in America right now. If you are a top prospect,
I don't care.
You go to Vanderbilt.
It doesn't mean I have to root for him.
He's Tracy Rocker's
kid. I don't care.
He puts some respect on
his
name.
And you think whenever, if.
I said good day.
If Tracy Rocker's fired, do you think I care? No.
Wow.
He has no ties to Tennessee other than the fact that he's currently employed.
Wow. What happened on three and out this morning? What happened on three and out this morning?
Well, I'm not going to pull for a Vanderbilt kid.
Whoa.
Sorry, Buster. I'm not pulling for Vanderbilt in anything.
Wow.
Cody and I were talking last night. I don't care what sport it is. I hate Vanderbilt.
Wow.
I hate them more than I hate Alabama.
Even in squash?
I don't care what it is.
Tennis?
I don't care.
Chess?
I don't care.
Crew?
I don't care.
Softball?
You name it. They don't even have softball, but yes.
Fired up on a Wednesday morning.
And I, for one, will not root for Kumar Rocker. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Hate me if you want to.
Not going to root for Tracy Rocker's kid. You're like, then he just went off on Tracy Rocker for whatever the hell he did.
Am I wrong? He has no ties to Tennessee other than the fact that he is currently employed.
As Matt points out a second ago during the break, how do you feel about Jeremy Pruitt giving Tracy some time off to go watch his son play?
Sure, it's great.
I mean, you sure you don't want to come down on that? Do you hate family time?
No.
Do you hate family time?
No. Good.
Would you like Tracy Rocker to be an absentee father?
No, but you know what?
You don't want him to go root for his son who's at Vandy, huh?
I have no problem with him going.
I think you have a lot of problem.
No.
With anything associated with Vanderbilt.
I have no problem with him going, but I'm not going to root for the kid.
Tracy Rocker rooting for his kid at Vandy. Is that treason to you?
No.
In fairness, our head coach is a Bammer. So, we've dealt with these kind of things before.
No, you had so much Vandy hate in your blood.
Really?
I don't like Vandy either. I don't like Candy, but it was just, I'm going to root for Kumar Rocker because he has a Tennessee tie.
What is that?
I'm going to root for him.
No, what Tennessee tie does he have?
His dad.
His dad went to Auburn.
His dad is a coach here right now, damn it.
Just because he's currently employed does not mean.
That's his tie. That's his tie-in. He's a coach here. I'm going to root for his son.
You want to know something, Chance?
Yes,
I
do.
He was going to come to Tennessee, and you know what happened? He didn't. He went to Vanderbilt instead.
That's why you're really mad.
No.
That's where the hate comes from.
No, but I'm not going to root for him.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to root for the kid.
Oh, man.
He plays for Vanderbilt.
Point all right.
Blank. Period.
Third all right. down.
All right. It's not a weird hill to die on.
Let's wrap this
it
up
makes
so we can
sense.
Get to so we can get to Josh.
Last but not least, fourth down.
Spicy Brandon.
At the Rivals 5-Star Challenge, our own 2020 QB, the man, the myth, the legend, Harrison Bailey, takes home the event's quarterback most valuable player award for his, quote, strong performance. Now, what did they do? I don't know. It doesn't say here.
I thought you were going to tell me.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
I was setting it up like I was going to tell you, but then I didn't. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless.
Yeah, you definitely didn't tell us.
Nonetheless, national stage, Rivals 5-Star Challenge. I feel like if you get the MVP of the Rivals 5-Star Challenge, you should immediately be in consideration for now being a 5-star. He's only a 4-star. He won the 5-star challenge.
I think that only makes sense, right?
I feel like that award should come with the extra star.
I think so, too. It is the
So in my mind, he's now a 5-star.
Yeah.
He's now a Rivals 5-star.
I agree, Rick. I'm with you.
I don't know. That's exciting.
Harrison Bailey, the future. He will be quarterback.
We're going to have Harrison Bailey here. We're going to have Haynes King here. Quarterback University, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes.
Okay, so we got Josh. Josh, stay on the line for just 2 minutes while we go to break.
We can get him in.
Yeah, we got time.
Squeeze
all
him
right.
in.
All right, I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Josh, thank how's you, it
Mr.
going?
Hey, thank you, Mr. Art. Hey. Rick Ball was trying to run me off already.
I'm not trying to run you off,
first
man.
Call.
Brandon just brought me back.
What's up, Josh?
I'm with you, Brandon. I'm not falling for no Peabody pitchers.
Oh, I heard you saying this the other day, Josh. Come on.
Nope.
Not even. Hey, it's Tracy Rocker's kid. We don't have to
Tracy
like.
Tracy Rocker needs to get off his ass and recruit somebody.
Boom!
He's underperformed too.
Josh said it.
And Chance, there's no way he's number one pick. He throws in a low 90s.
Oh, I said in the future.
90.
In the future, I mean, he'll take an offseason. He'll get stronger. He'll go through offseason workouts, get stronger. He's getting a lot of pub right now for his performance in the College World Series. I'm taking a look at it at face value like that, too. Like, yeah, maybe he's not throwing where he should, but at the same time, like, he's getting a lot of publicity. A lot of people are looking at him right now. He's going to Vanderbilt. He's going to have another year up there with Corbin. It's likely that he'll be a top pick next year.
I will give you credit, though. I will say that a lot of the reason I'm mad about it is because he's not. Because
he didn't come here. Don't lie to me, Josh. Don't lie to me, Josh.
I still want to pull for Vanderbilt.
No, see, that's where I think everybody's getting mistaken. I'm not pulling for Vanderbilt. I'll pull for the kid. Vanderbilt can go out and lose tonight.
But Chance.
They
but,
go out and lose
but
tonight.
Chance, pulling for the kid, in effect, is pulling for Vanderbilt.
Well, they can go out. I hope they lose tonight because he's not pitching. How about that? I hope they get their bells rang all night
there
long.
You go. Hey, y'all were talking about Harrison Bailey.
Yep.
You know he plays in the same conference Trevor Lawrence played in.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the real deal, that conference down there. It's,
you think he's going to be
big boy football.
You think he's going to be a day one starter?
I do. The Atlanta paper had an article on him back last season.
Yeah.
Right before he committed, whenever that was, I can't remember, but several of those coaches in that conference commented in the article, and they said he was even more talented than Lawrence, if you can believe that or not. But,
boy, I like hearing coach talk. I like hearing coach talk, Josh. You got me fired up on a Wednesday, boy.
That's saying something right there, Josh.
Hey, Brandon, I know you've been watching my Braves.
I watched them last night, actually, Josh.
Yeah, they played pretty good. Well,
I'll give it to
them. Ball too good, but pitching looked a lot better. But hey, this weekend, I just want you to prepare yourself for the beatdown that's coming.
Listen, Josh, my Mets, which it's not an uncommon thing.
Are you a Mets fan?
Yes, it's
since
it's
when?
Well, since is, my entire life.
That is true. I can vouch.
It's not an uncommon thing, Josh, but we're in total disarray right now. So
Friday night, Soroka versus DeGrom. You need to tune in for that one.
I'm
Brandon.
A big DeGrom fan myself.
Yeah, I mean, DeGrom can play.
Jacob DeGrom, he's on my fantasy team.
But yeah, Josh, I'm ready for the beatdown. I mean, we had our the Mets manager and a pitcher basically had a verbal altercation with a reporter. We're in total disarray.
Yeah, I seen him MF with that reporter up there. They're about to run him off anyway. Eh?
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Well, hey, guys. Y'all hang in there. Take care.
Hey, please. It's good to hear from you, Josh.
Hey, good to hear from you, Josh, as always. Appreciate the call. 865-546-8200 if you want to get on with us, Mets fan. That's got to be pretty miserable.
Mr. Met, best mascot in all sports.
Hey. I like the Philly Fanatic.
The Philly Fanatic sucks.
I also like the chicken.
Chicken. The crazy, what about the new Flyers one? The one that everyone's scared of.
He's terrible.
Yeah, that one's weird.
Gritty.
Yeah,
I don't like
gritty. That's a weird one. Catching a break. Stick with us. The Blitz. Fan Run Radio. That is takes this morning. Is booty terrible? Then we get 5 hours of Brandon Orick. Then Rick Butler ignorantly saying McDonald's is better than Chick-fil-A or Hardee's. Just getting housed. Look, here's my thing. I'm going to spend 10 seconds on it. McDonald's is cheap. McDonald's is actually very good breakfast food. Not a big fan of the rest of the food, but it's good. The hash browns are good. It's all good food. It's a great deal for the price. I'm 22 years old. I don't make a lot of money.
It's not really that
I can't
good,
always
though.
Spend $7 on a Chick-fil-A meal. Sometimes you got to go
$4. Get you a grown man breakfast.
Sometimes you got to go $4.
You know what you can spend $4 on? Breakfast at home if you want a really good breakfast. You know what they put in that McDonald's stuff?
No.
You ever watch the videos
know.
Of the McDonald's burger that's
I
been
have.
Sitting there for 15 years
yeah.
and is unchanged?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's not good for your body. You know the last time I've eaten McDonald's, Rick? It's probably been like 3, 4, 5 years. No lie. Stuff's not good for you. I'm trying to look out for you.
I understand that, and I do appreciate
you're
that.
You're getting older. You can't do that stuff.
I'm really waiting for my body to just like break down. I feel like it's going to happen one
it's
of these days.
It's because you eat all this McDonald's.
It's not. It hasn't happened yet.
Will.
So I'm waiting for that day. Okay. So couple of recruiting tidbits for you. First, going back to the first segment right here, Joel Williams, the defensive back out of Louisiana. Kind of Brandon and I were talking about how Alabama is dealing with some of these recruits, that Tennessee has ties to both. Basically, for the Williams kid, they're saying that Alabama's been reaching out every single day, that they very much want him. Again, he's the number 17 athlete in the country. And then he lists Tennessee in his top four, though. However, originally when his decision came down, it was between Florida, LSU, and Tennessee. The tide has snuck its way into the mix. And then who is this other kid, Brandon, that you were talking about?
Dazlin Worsham. Is that the one?
Yes.
The one that decommitted from Alabama?
Yeah,
4-star.
Defensive back?
Receiver.
Ah. Interesting. Interesting. I guess when you're not a beggar, you have the ability to be a chooser. Kind of taking and picking what they want. So just a couple of names to watch for Tennessee fans. So here's something else. I lost the picture, Brandon. There was a tweet the other day.
It was yesterday.
There was a tweet yesterday, actually. And it is in regards to the Kerry Blackshear situation. Because we are going to start calling it a situation because of just kind of out of hand, how out of hand the entire thing has gotten. Because it has. This thing has spiraled to levels that we had no idea could happen. We have been on every single twist and turn that could have come about during its time. So, Brandon, do you have the tweet on you?
Yeah.
Please.
So,
read.
Jake Weingarten, who has kind of had a few tweets related to the Kerry Blackshear situation. He had this tweet yesterday. It was about 6 o'clock. Another KBJ update, pretty significant one, out of Virginia Tech. They believe they've got a, quote, really good shot at getting Kerry Blackshear Jr. back. This is a realistic option. The leader has changed many times, but hearing UT and Virginia Tech are the leaders right now. I'm not buying it, for one. I'm not buying it.
Why? Just a gut feeling, or?
I mean, why would you spend all this time, basically a month now, going on your tour of the SEC?
The tour of all tours, it seems like.
And, I mean, like this tweet says, he's gone from Florida, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky. I guess he went to A&M. I don't know if he ever did or not. And then just on Sunday or on Saturday, is expected to be close to a decision. Never heard anything. Here we are on Wednesday. And now Virginia Tech's back in the mix, where they've got a new coach, a very young team, and I'll say it. I mean, if he's wanting to make a deep run and have success, I mean, the SEC is a good conference, but the ACC is better, and the ACC is very deep. Virginia Tech's, I mean, they're middle of the pack in the ACC. I'm not buying it. I mean, I still think we sit in a pretty good situation. He may go back. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. I don't think he knows.
No, and I'm really trying to go back to see when this whole thing started, just to kind of get a sense of what the overall timeline has looked like. And the first tweet that I can pretty much find about it is on June 6th, so 20 days ago, from Jeff Goodman, that said another school involved in the Kerry Blackshear recruitment is Arkansas, sources tell. Blackshear visited Florida today, Texas A&M and Kentucky in the mix, Gonzaga and Tennessee also trying, per sources. Now, it is worth noting that, according to some of these articles from a while ago, Tennessee was not one of the expected teams at all. In fact, they were labeled a dark horse by many. So Tennessee has done a spectacular job of putting themselves in a position to get Blackshear, right? To eventually make this happen. And now it looks like it's actually weird. We've been in the top two, it seems like, twice now. Seems like the top two has been us and Kentucky, and now it seems like the top two could be us and Virginia Tech. So you're right. I think what's happening is there's a lot of sources pulling from a very small pool of information, because not much is leaking out. And I think that there's a lot of people who are kind of trying to break stories because, you know, this is a huge deal, right? And so I'm not trying to say that they're wrong. But like you're saying, Brandon, like this, to me, this is hard to buy just because there's so many different things that we've heard, but there's also so little information coming out of it. It really would be just insane for him to go on this entire recruiting trip and then eventually stick home You're going to go visit like five places and then just go right back to where you were over a month span? Doesn't make sense. I do think he's leaving Virginia Tech.
I don't know. I know I just said I'm not buying it, but I do believe his girlfriend still goes there. And I do think that the longer it goes on, the more
there's a possibility that he stays.
The more likely it is he goes back to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, if he was going to go, he would already make that decision a little bit. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Last segment, hour number one, coming up next on the Blitz Fan Run Radio.
Back here on the Blitz. If you would like to join in on the program today, give us a call, 865-546-8200. Gentlemen, they say love is dead. Have you heard that?
Who said that?
They say. I don't know.
Who is they?
I don't know.
Every time we say they. Okay.
People say it. People. People.
The people.
I myself, a hopeless romantic, has never wanted to believe they.
Advice from the love doctor, right? Go ahead, Rick. What's so funny,
Brandon? Restart myself. I myself, a hopeless romantic, has never wanted to believe they. But now I do.
Them.
No, they. I never wanted to believe they.
You're a hopeless romantic, huh?
Yes.
How so?
I feel like you need some music.
I just am.
How so?
Tell him, Rick. Tell him, Rick.
Give me an example.
Yeah, give me what's a night out with Rick? What's a date like with one Frederick Butler?
Okay.
The third.
It goes like this. Dollar movie theater.
Ooh, keeping it spicy.
You might have missed a movie when it was in the expensive theaters, but it's back. Small popcorn, small Coke.
It might be cheap, Brandon, but it's also secluded.
All right.
Not a lot of people go to the dollar menu.
It's true.
To the dollar movie, sorry. So you'd be there alone with your lady.
Back row of the
creepy.
Dollar theater.
Back row of the
back
dollar
row
theater.
Of the dollar
Ooh,
theater,
one Frederick
right?
getting a little spicy.
You get done with the movie.
Okay.
The small popcorn didn't fill you up all the way, but it did the trick during the movie. Taco Bell on the way home. Get yourself a cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh, really?
All right. But I forgot you start all of this by going to your local grocery store.
Yeah.
You pick up some nice red roses. So your lady
red
feels
roses.
Like she's treated nicely.
Hey, you're spending.
Don't really knock the grocery. I feel like you're making fun of the grocery store roses. They are very fresh at a lot of different.
I have used them multiple times
before. It's like, let's not knock them.
A lot of that was a joke. That was not.
Kroger's
I have used them.
Has nice roses. They got a nice florist there. Floral, you know, shop. Go ahead, Rick, though.
Gentlemen, but now I believe that love is dead. You want to know why? Here's why. There's a lady named Amanda Teague, all right? 45-year-old. She's a Jack Sparrow impersonator.
She's a creep.
That is her career.
She's a creep.
All right. A couple of months ago, she married a 300-year-old pirate ghost named Jack.
Nope. I'm sorry, Rick. I'm a buddy.
However, their marriage is now over. She's filing a divorce. This is a real story.
She married the ghost 3 years ago.
Well, it looks like it's lasted about 3 years then. All right. This is very sad for her.
What's the pirate's name?
Jack.
Jack. Jack Teague. Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
I saw this story.
She was married by a medium. So, man, my sincere condolences myself as a hopeless romantic to Amanda Teague and to Jack the Ghost as they go their separate ways. Off into the sunset.
No. The story's actually really weird.
I know.
Beyond the fact that she married a ghost and is now getting a divorce.
I'm going to get back into it during If You Haven't Heard. I love this story.
She says she was possessed.
Spoiler alert.
Oh.
Hour number two.
She was intimate with the ghost.
Whoa!
Whoa! Wow.
If that's not a tease, I don't know what is. See you there. Hour number two of the Blitz coming up next.